Alrighty. Hey Harrison, can you hear me all
Yep,
right?
I hear you good.
Awesome. Well, we are now joined by our race winner, Harrison Burton, driver of the number 20 Joe Gibbs Racing Toyota. Harrison, I mean, back-to-back wins and did it at Martinsville. How are you
I
feeling
feel
right
great.
now?
Obviously, we wish we could have been in this round of the playoffs because that would have been a pretty good round for us to get to Phoenix. But honestly, once we got eliminated, that made me so hungry and made my race team so hungry to prove that we were deserving of a spot in the championship four. And we obviously didn't do our job in the first three races, but we wanted to prove that we were capable of doing what we needed to do. And it's been really nice to do that. Winning is amazing, and winning at Texas the way we did was incredible. And now winning at Martinsville, which is a place where I made my first truck start. It's where my dad won his first Xfinity race. Just so many things that make Martinsville special to me. And to do it in the way we did it was awesome.
Awesome. Well, we're going to take some questions here from the media for you. We will kick things off with Bob Pockris. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Harrison, were you surprised that your dad was the one who interviewed you after the race? And what was it like to kind of hear his voice as kind of the first non-team person you hear?
Yeah, I didn't hear anyone else. Normally, everyone else is screaming and hollering, and it was dead silence. And then I heard my old man get on the radio, which was pretty special. Yeah, he's funny on the TV. He was probably hating that because he tries to stay as non-biased as possible and avoids talking about me as much as he can. And when they told him to do that, he was probably excited to talk to me, but probably was a little bit nervous. So that was awesome to have my dad talk to me. And the amount of stuff that my dad and my mom have done for me, sacrificing time together, sacrificing time with my sister. And when my dad was cup racing, I was racing quarter midgets along the way. So to give back to them by winning these races and hopefully proving that all that time spent away was worth it, racing all over the country with my mom, that means a lot. So I know it took a lot out of my family to get me to this point. And now I've got a great family with Dex Imaging and Joe Gibbs Racing and Martin Buildings and Fields and so many people that have kind of joined that family, that have kind of taken the reins a little bit, right? And now it's fun just to kind of go home, as my dad's not a car owner anymore. He's just my friend and my dad.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take our next question from Jim Utter. Go ahead, Jim.
Congratulations, Harrison.
Thank you.
I just wondered, I know it's probably useless to have a lot of what ifs at this point of the season, but considering, I wondered if you could describe a little bit how you view your season now. And you talked about how your team kind of got energized and wanted to show people what you were capable of. And do you think that's a good motivating factor going into the final race for you?
Absolutely. That mindset doesn't stop now. We've seen guys that win a lot of races at the end of the year, tend to start the next year hot and tend to start the next year confident, tend to come to the racetrack with a little bit more purpose. And hopefully we can be the next team to do that. Obviously we've won four races, which is actually the goal we set to start the year. We thought if we won four races, that would be plenty to get us to the championship four. It just turns out it wasn't at the right times to do that. But it's been a fun year. It's been a great year. Coming off of last year, I didn't win a truck race, and now this year to win four Xfinity races. And all this is the first race where we were kind of dominant. All the other ones were three wide for the lead or last lap passes or whatever it was. And so this was really nice and a little bit less stressful, I'd say.
And with the COVID restrictions this season, being a rookie, kind of a trial by fire, do you feel like as the season's gone on, you've had an opportunity for you and your team to gel?
Yeah, it's been great. Me and my team have worked together last year. We've had a couple new additions this year, guys that went to work back home or wherever it may be, and then we've had guys that filled in, and we've gelled instantly. So it's been amazing. I show up to the racetrack, and I think the best thing about our race team is I believe in my guys and believe that they're going to give me the best race car on the racetrack, and I believe them, and they believe in me and believe that I'm going to drive the race car the best on anyone out of anyone else in the series. And that trust and that belief is what has got us to these wins. I let my crew chief be a crew chief and he lets me be a driver, and it's been awesome so far.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take our next one from Albino.
Yeah, Harrison, congrats on the win. Kind of off Jim's first question, how much of a confidence boost does it give you winning these two races going into next year?
Oh, it's awesome. You know, obviously next year is going to be a whole nother ball game, and you're going to have to come to the racetrack prepared to kind of start all over and things like that. But it's amazing. Hopefully we can come back and have the same group of people together is what I would really want to do. I'm not sure exactly, you know, off season is crazy and as good as all my guys are, who knows what their off season may look like, but I view my race team as a family and hopefully that we get to continue working together. It's been amazing. The confidence level for myself as a driver has gone up so much from last year. I was talking to my former classmate who me and Austin Sendrick went to the same high school. So, he and I were both talking about moments in our career where we doubted ourselves at every single corner and every single lap. And last year was one of those years for me. And then this year it's been nothing like that. And I've been able to go out here and just, you know, do what I do best.
Thanks, Harrison.
All right, we'll take our next one from Davey Segal. Go ahead, Davey.
Harrison, congratulations on the victory. Sticking with the family theme, I saw Jeb said something to you in Victory Lane, and you guys raced on the track pretty intensely for a little bit. What did he say to you?
He just said, good job. Me and Jeb always cheer for each other, and we always race each other really hard, which is fun. I think my dad and my uncle did the same thing. It was if they couldn't win, then they wanted their brother, and in this case, my cousin, to win, right? And whenever you race them, it's kind of hard, right? Because you're taking what your cousin or what your friend in some cases or whatever in racing, right? You're taking what they want and what they need away to give it to yourself, right? And it's a selfish sport. And I think my dad and my uncle kind of went through that. That's kind of a hard thing to balance, right? And then I think me and Jeb have done a great job of kind of cheering for each other and being proud of each other. And it's more of the same today. So that was really, really special to have him here as well.
You said earlier that your goal going into the year was 4 wins, but coming off of a winless year in trucks, as you mentioned, what gave you that confidence to think that you'd be able to turn it around and get to Victory Lane 4 times?
Well, the biggest thing was our performance in the Xfinity Series. When I ran part-time last year, we showed speed. There was races where I feel like had I had more experience, I probably could have won. There was times where I made a mistake that took us out of contention, but we did a great job leading up to that. And I just knew we had to finish a deal, right? And that comes with experience and confidence and knowing what you have to do, and knowing what you need in your race car. Right. It's a goal that we wanted to have that would lead us to the championship, but it's nice to kind of put a goal on the paper and reach it. Now, I don't know, Chase Briscoe put up an even loftier one with like 8 or whatever he said, but he got there. So maybe we just need to set the goal higher and we'll win more.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. We'll take our next one from Luis Torres. Go ahead.
Hey, Harrison. Congrats on the win. Just 2 quick questions. The first one, as soon as you found out that Allmendinger had that tire go down, you felt like the weight out the shoulders as far as knowing you're going to win? Of course, you had one other restart.
Yeah, not really. Allmendinger is really good here, right? So he was someone I had to beat. But I felt like we were faster than him in the long run. And I kind of had a feeling the race would come down to a long run. And I don't know, you know, obviously I would have liked to finish with him on the racetrack. I think, he cut a tire down, like you said. And, so it's obviously not, you know, you want to beat everyone straight up, but you take the wins how you can get them. But I also think we were just better than they were in the first place. So as a race team, our car, I think, was not quite as good on the beginning part of the run, but the end of the run, I feel like we really came on strong, and that showed right before that caution where he blew his tire, in that next restart, you know, we had really caught him and got to his bumper.
And the next one that I have, so the past couple of weeks, you had the grandfather clock, the cowboy hat, and it seems like from my calculations, you pretty much also got rookie of the year. Are those not that bad of consolation prizes, knowing the streak that you've been going lately?
Yeah, it's not bad, right? If I could have it any other way, I would, you know, I'd trade it for a chance of a championship, right? But gosh, it's been a year that has made me thankful to be in the position I am, and thankful for my partners for getting me here, and thankful for all the hard work and hardships that lead to these years. You know, I wish people knew, you know, how much work goes into these races, and as a driver and as the crew members go, everyone, the truck drivers, I mean, gosh, everyone just sacrifices so much. And so to reward them with a win, reward yourself for all the hard days in the gym and watching race film till you fall asleep and things like that. You know, gosh, that feels good.
Thank you.
All right. And we'll take our next one from Aaron Bearden. Go ahead, Aaron.
Yesterday we saw truck race. It was very, I would say, chaotic, a lot of playoff desperation, and that's kind of the way this weekend was billed and marketed, but today was very much a tame race by comparison for you guys in the Xfinity Series. Why do you think that was?
I don't know. That's a good question. We probably all just watched the race last night and decided we didn't want to wreck our stuff like that, but gosh, I don't know. I was having a good time watching the race last night. And then about with five to go, I was like, man, if I'm leading this thing and a caution comes out with five to go tomorrow, I'm going to be pretty nervous. And I started thinking those thoughts with about two to go. And I was just running as fast as I could to get to that white flag. But yeah, I'm not sure why that is. I think the way the Xfinity package is, you can pass people leaving the corner. We have less downforce, more power, and especially on the low end. So you'll have guys get loose and spin their tires and things that you can take advantage of. And it kind of takes away some of the need of the just, you know, bump into people. But, you know, that's kind of just, you know, a product of the situations we were put in and a product of the guys we were around.
I guess you already kind of have experience in these last 2 weeks, but based on the pace you're showing, you have a good chance of running with the guys that are vying for the title next week in Phoenix. How do you approach that as a driver? Is it something where, like, maybe next week you'll give them more leeway, or is it kind of similar to how you approached the last two races?
It's just the same as the last two races. They can still win the championship from second, right? So I think me and Cindric were joking about that just a second ago. He said, you're not allowed to win next week. And I said, you can finish second, we'll be all right. And so, yeah, it's kind of a tough balance, right? Cause those guys have the opportunity of a lifetime. It's so hard to get through this playoff system, no matter how fast you are. And those guys have an opportunity to do something they've dreamed of as little kids, but so do I, to win a race at Phoenix. Right. So I gotta kind of take what's mine, and, you know, we have to go there and be fast in the first place to be in that position. But I tend to race people how I would like to be raced. So I don't intend to change that by any means.
All right, Harrison. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to join us. Congratulations on the win, and we'll see you at Phoenix.
Awesome. See you guys there. I appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. Thank you.